Together, we are building a better Zambia. Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Tailash. The headlines: Patriotic Front PF's Clement Tembo defects to UPND. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation commends Mulonga water supply. In international headlines, Apple at 50 and faces new test in the age of AI. And in sports, DR Congo fans celebrate historic World Cup qualification after 52 years. And now the news in detail. Patriotic Front PF Kabwata aspiring parliamentary candidate Clement Tembo has defected to the ruling United Party for National Development UPND. Speaking during his reception at the party secretariat, Tembo says the political momentum in the country is evident, noting that many Zambians are aligning themselves with the vision and leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema.
I want to tell you the truth. When the late president called me, he said, I've seen the work that you're doing for the Magetian, because I was raised by a Magetian. And I started empowering Magetian traders, but mine as bamboo. The beauty about this political party, UPND, and that's one thing I've noticed even when I stepped here, is that we are all the same. We are all the same. We are all the same. So I've come to you, and we were liaising with the chairman, that I'm not only going to focus in Kabwati. We've done a lot of work with that. I want to go across the 10 provinces to ensure that we go back to those people that we empowered. The marketeers, the traders, we want to go to the miners' wives as well. We want to bring them on board.
Meanwhile, UPND National Chairman Collins Maoma welcomed Tembo and other defectors, emphasizing that the party remains open and inclusive, with no distinction between old and new members. He encouraged the new candidates to feel at home and to uphold the values of peace and unity that the party stands for. Mr. Maoma has called on existing UPND members to warmly receive the newcomers and avoid feeling threatened, stressing the importance of unity within the party.
Immediately he formed the government, and I come back to Shimon, which is in as president Hakainde. Namenye wakambiri, namangi wakambiri, but it is a bweza, ages, kuri bajabezo ni me. Jamene nisa jita, nisa kuna, kuneta mchendele, adi mkuneta mchendele uyu, jikuna development. Development, ya mene baona wante, I guess, delo. That's why maona, meme jitembu, anyamu kakuta aa.
The African Nations Prosperity Fund, ANPF, has facilitated the awarding of an honorary doctorate to President Hakainde Hichilema by Lovely Professional University in India. The development follows a recent visit to the institution by ANPF President and Founder Tresford Chomba and Vice President Alice Kapesa, where a memorandum of understanding was signed. The agreement will see over 200 Zambian students pursue full-time studies under the Nelson Mandela African Presidential Scholarships. In a formal invitation, the university's founder and Chancellor Ashok Kumar Mittal commended President Hichilema for his contributions to socio-economic development, noting their impact beyond Zambia. He stated that the honorary doctorate is reserved for distinguished global leaders such as presidential and prime ministers and invited the Zambian leader to attend a graduation ceremony at the university's campus in India at a convenient time. Meanwhile, Dr. Chomba, who was speaking from Abu Dhabi, also disclosed that his organization, the Zambia Farmers Inputs Cooperative Union, has secured a supply of fertilizer aimed at boosting agriculture production. Western Province Presidential Campaign Team Media Coordinator Spooky Mlemwa is happy that government has put in place measures intended to cushion citizens from external shocks of soaring global oil prices as a result of the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Mr. Mlemwa says this shows that the new Dawn administration is concerned about the welfare of citizens. He says the government announced through the ERB the suspension of duty tax and zero-rated VAT on petrol and diesel imports effective today for the next 3 months.
It's gratifying to note that the government has put in place measures intended to cushion citizens from external shocks of soaring global oil prices as a result of the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Indeed, the new Dawn administration is concerned about citizens' welfare as it announced through the ERB the suspension of duty tax and zero-rated VAT on petrol and diesel imports effective today for the next 3 months. Once again, President Hakainde Hichilema has indeed demonstrated his unwavering commitment to protect the economy and citizens' welfare across the country, including Western Province.
The Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, has commended the Mulonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company for successfully completing a rehabilitation and pump replacement project in Konkola Township, Chililawombwe, which has restored water supply to Konkola B section and significantly improved access for residents. The rehabilitation works involved the replacement of obsolete pumps and the installation of modern pumping equipment alongside associated electrical infrastructure at a total cost of over €1,127,000. The intervention is currently benefiting an estimated 6,000 residents in the affected section of Konkola Township. A former student leader at the University of Zambia, UNZA, has described the institution's current challenges as a national failure rather than an emergency, blaming years of neglect by both the government and university management. Antonio Mourinho Mwanza, former UNZA sub-president, says the situation at UNZA is being wrongly framed. He has noted that problems such as broken sanitation systems, overcrowded hostels and deteriorating infrastructure had persisted for years under successive administrations including the MMD, the PF and the UPND. He has further argued that while responsibility was shared, the government bore the greater burden. The former student president says public universities depend on consistent funding rather and oversight, adding that successful governments had failed to adequately support institutions leading to high indebtedness and deteriorating standards of education. We take a break. To stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a swift practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
International News. International.
Apple is marking its 50th anniversary at a pivotal moment, facing growing pressure to deliver its next major innovation as artificial intelligence reshapes the tech industry. Founded in 1976 by Steve Jobs.